Not so he who has applied his soul and meditates in the Torah of the Most High. He will seek out the wisdom of all the ancients and will be occupied with prophecies. He will keep the sayings of the men of renown and will enter in amidst the subtleties of parables. He will seek out the hidden meaning of proverbs and be conversant in the dark sayings of parables. He will serve among great men and appear before him who rules. He will travel through the land of foreign nations, for he has learned what is good and evil among men. He will apply his heart to return early to Yahuwah who made him, and will make supplication before the Most High, and will open his mouth in prayer, and will ask for pardon for his sins. If the great Yahuwah wills, he will be filled with the spirit of understanding. He will pour forth the words of his wisdom, and in prayer give thanks to Yahuwah. He will direct his counsel and knowledge, and he will meditate in his secrets. He will show the instruction which he has been taught and will glory in the Torah of the covenant of Yahuwah. Many will commend his understanding. So long as the world endures, it won't be blotted out. His memory won't depart. His name will live from generation to generation. Nations will declare his wisdom. The congregation will proclaim his praise. If he continues, he will leave a greater name than 1,000. If he finally rests, it is enough for him. Yet more I will utter, which I have thought about. I am filled like the full moon. Listen to me, you set apart children, and bud forth like a rose growing by a brook of water. Give a sweet fragrance like frankincense. Put forth flowers like a lily, scatter a sweet smell, and sing a song of praise. Bless Yahuwah for all his works. Magnify his name and give utterance to his praise with the songs on your lips and with harps. Say this when you utter his praise. All the works of Yahuwah are exceedingly good, and every command will be done in its time. No one can say, "What is this?" Why is that? For at the proper time they will all be sought out. At his word the waters stood as a heap, as did the reservoirs of water at the word of his mouth. At his command all his good pleasure is fulfilled. There is no one who can hinder his salvation. The works of all flesh are before him. It's impossible to be hidden from his eyes. He sees from everlasting to everlasting. There is nothing too wonderful for him. No one can say, "What is this?" Why is that? For all things are created for their own uses. His blessing covered the dry land as a river and saturated it as a flood. As he has made the waters salty, so the nations will inherit his wrath. His ways are plain to the set apart. They are stumbling blocks to the wicked. Good things are created from the beginning for the good. So are evil things for sinners. The main things necessary for the life of man are water, fire, iron, salt, wheat flour, and honey, milk, the blood of the grape, oil, and clothing. All these things are for good to the godly, but for sinners they will be turned into evils. There are winds that are created for vengeance, and in their fury they lay on their scourges heavily. In the time of reckoning they pour out their strength and will appease the wrath of him who made them. Fire, hail, famine, and death, all these are created for vengeance, wild beast teeth, scorpions, adders, and a sword punishing the ungodly to destruction. They will rejoice in his commandment and will be made ready upon earth when needed. In their seasons they won't disobey his command. Therefore, from the beginning I was convinced, and I thought it through and left it in writing. All the works of Yahuwah are good. He will supply every need in its time. No one can say, "This is worse than that," for they will all be well approved in their time. Now, with all your hearts and voices, sing praises and bless Yahuwah's name.